Hi there, you're listening to a bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast, where we speak to leading artists, entrepreneurs, actors, activists about the life they've lived, the things they've done, hopefully so they can share some words of wisdom that improve your life. Usually the episodes are about an hour long. We've just completed our fifth series. If you want to go back, you can listen to all five series, starting with Rio Ferdinand, episode one, series one. But one of the guests who joined us along the way was former rugby league player Kevin Sinfield, a man who did so much on the rugby field, but also a man who has done so much off the field to inspire people, particularly when he raised tens of thousands of pounds in 2020 for his good friend Rob Burrow. Here's what he had to say to us when we spoke to him about the importance of chasing happiness.
Yeah, I finished playing and you start a new role. I studied throughout my career and there's nothing quite gives you the satisfaction that playing gave me. It's different.
Yeah.
So trying to find ways of being able to feel good about yourself, trying to find ways to give you the moment of Andy Dufresne sat on the roof in Shawshank when he feels free and his mates have had a couple of beers, trying to find those moments are really difficult. They're really difficult. And I think what distorts people's views are how everybody's putting, like we mentioned social media before, everybody's telling you how well they're doing, how good their life is, all on social media, but you unpick that a little bit and you understand that actually, you know, at times you have to struggle a little bit, you have to go through some rough times, you have to persevere with getting where you'd like to be. Now, some people don't know where that is, I understand that, but set off somewhere, don't stand still, set off in a direction, set off with some integrity and some honesty, and you'll find some answers. You'll get there. You'll get where you need to be. And if you don't, change path.
I suppose the reality is, Damien, it's hard. As he says, it is hard to find the joy. So how do we do it? We can't just, I don't want to sit on this podcast and tell people life's one constant slog of chasing success. There has to be happiness in there, doesn't there?
Yeah, there does. And I think a key element of what Kevin describes there is get out of comparison culture. Stop looking at what others are doing and measuring it in terms of what matters to you, what you're passionate about yourself. I think we've just come out of the Olympics, and there was a study done a few years ago after the Sydney Olympics in 2000, where they looked at happiness levels of medal winners, and what they found is the happiest medal winners were the gold and the bronze medalists. And there's an important factor behind that, the gold medalists, because they'd achieve what they wanted. But the reason the bronze medal winners were happier than the silver ones is because they looked and said, I could have missed out on winning a medal. Whereas the silver medalists tended to compare themselves against the gold medalists and go, if I had gone a bit harder, I could have won a gold. And I think when we understand that constantly measuring ourselves against others that might have more or look like they're achieving more than what we do, it impacts on our own levels of self-worth and by definition, our own happiness. So breaking out of that cycle of not looking at people's sanitized end products on social media and comparing it to our own insides is a key simple fact that all of us can do to avoid eroding our own happiness levels.
And I think that I do believe social media has so much to answer for when it comes to this comparison culture that we're all involved in. And, you know, I don't want to sound trite, but the phrase which we use on the podcast often, comparison is the thief of joy, is absolutely correct. Every single minute that we spend wishing we had someone else's life is a minute that we spend wasting our own. And I think it's really important to be clear. The one thing I want to say about this, right, is that when you struggle with comparing your life to somebody else's, particularly on social media, is that you are comparing your behind-the-scenes truth with the lies that exist on their highlights reel. And we all do it. We all go out and have a bad day, take one photo where everything looks great, put it up on social media, other people see it and just assume that you've had an amazing day when you know the truth. And I think the other thing which I learned quite recently, which I think is really important, right, is that let's imagine that it's not someone's highlight reel. Let's imagine it is just you have a friend that lives the perfect life, okay? Someone's happiness shouldn't diminish your own. If you're listening to this podcast now, you are at the start of something great. And I know you're at the start of something great because you're living your own life. And how can it be anything other than great? It is your life. So don't be discouraged by another person's progress. There will always be people ahead of you, but there will always be people behind you looking at you believing that you're ahead of where they are. And if you just keep on wanting to live someone else's life, what are you saying about your own life? That you're not worthy to kind of be you, take your own path, have your own struggles?
I think that's a really powerful point. I mean, when we spoke to Kevin, it reminded me of one of our other guests on the series that people can go and listen to, the Norwich City captain, Grant Hanley, where he was talking about his bemusement of seeing his teammates come off a field after the struggle of a game and going on social media to see what people thought of their performance, when his point was the people that really count as judgment of your performance are sat around you in that dressing room, because we understand the struggle, the hard work, the sacrifice that you've invested in this. And I think, again, looking at who are you surrounded with? Who are the people that understand your ambitions, your struggle, your dreams? They're the ones that you need to be listening to, not comparing yourself to strangers.
And I know that some people can go on social media, Damien, and some people can look at their friends in their lovely houses or their great cars, or you're always looking perfect with their hair done and feeling great. Some people can do that and feel okay, but a lot of people can't. And I think people have to be really honest with themselves and say, right, I can't do comparison. Because for most people, the fastest way to feel unhappy is to compare themselves to somebody else. So if that is you, don't be distracted by comparison. Just know that you're on the right path and you're shining in your own way. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Jake. Loved it as always.
Absolutely. Don't forget, you can listen to that full episode with Kevin Sinfield. Go back through the back catalogue of High Performance. We have got so many episodes for you to go back and enjoy, and there's something to take from every single one. So thanks to Damien. Thanks as well to Will and to Hannah, to Finn Ryan from Rethink Audio. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us at thehighperformancepodcast.com, where you can also join our club for free. But whatever you do, make sure that you keep on chasing a high performance life. And wherever you are in the world, I hope that was helpful. Have a good day.